Today's daf is Yuma daf Lamed Beis. We begin with the bottom of Yud Aleph Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the last line. So the Gemara explained, according to the Chachamim, you wash your hands when you remove the Big Day Kodesh. You wash your hands and feet, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and you also wash your hands and feet when you put on the Big Day Kodesh. According to Rabbi Meir, you don't wash the hands and feet when you remove the Big Day Kodesh, but you wash your hands and feet twice when you put them on. So that's the debate. One when you take it off or when you put it on, and Rabbi Meir went twice when you put it on. So we'll see. We'll go a little more in depth here. So the Gemara says, Bishlava the Rabbi Meir, I understand, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds at the first tefillah, there is two washings, when you wear the Big Day Kahuna, and then afterwards, when you change the Big Day Kodesh with other Big Day Kodesh four times, Hainu Mishkachas La, Asar Kedusha, works it very well. Because you wear, what do you do on Yom Kippur? You do the Big Day Kahuna, the Big Day Kodesh, which is, that's the first, then you do the white garments, you the gold garments, then the white garments, the gold garments, go right? You know, this is regular Big Day Kahuna. They do it three, they do it one, Big Day Kodesh, white garments, Big Day Kodesh, white garments, Big Day Kodesh. So then for each time you put on new clothing, that's two tefillos, two hands and feet washing. So I understand how you get 10, but according to the Rabbanan, who holds that you have one on removing and one on wearing, and the first tefillah, when you remove the Big Day Chol, you don't wash your hands and feet. Tisha, but there are only 9. Where do you get the 10th? So Amri Lach, Rabbanan say, Kiddusha Basra, Kipashit, Big Day Kodesh, V'lavish, Big Day Chol, Abid Lehasam. So there, the very last time, when you remove the Big Day Kodesh, and you put on the regular clothing, his regular clothing, then he does the 10th one there. That's according to the Chachamim, because they hold that you wash your hands and feet when you remove the Big Day Kodesh. According to Meir, then you would not wash your hands and feet at the very end of the Avodah of the day, because you're not coming to wear any new Big Day Kodesh. So, Amar Tanu Rabbanan, so rabbis teach. Uba Aaron ela Oel Moed. So the pasuk says that Aaron comes to the Oel Moed. This is said in the context of the Avodah Yom Kippur. And it says, Upashah speak the Abba, Sher Lavash Vola Kofidi Chabshab. He removes the white garments and leaves it there. And since the pasuk doesn't, and since the pasuk is not explained according to its simple reasoning, according to simple pshat, that Aaron will come there only to remove the Big Day Lavan. So Lama Huba. So why is he coming to the Mikdash here? It says Uba Aaron El Oamoid. Why is he coming there? Meaning he already finished the Avoda of the Ketores and the sprinkling inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In other words, it says that Aaron comes to the Oel Moed and then he takes off his white garments. Why is he coming there? He already did the Avoda. So, Eido Ba Ela Lahotzi Es Hakaf Es Hamachta. So, in other words, what happens? The Kohen Gadol, he first does his regular Avoda, of the daily Avoda. Then he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he brings the Ketores, the incense. Then he leaves. He does more of the Avoda. So now the Pasuk says, and he comes now to the and he does the Avoda again. So why is he coming again? He comes to remove the ladle of the Ketores and the Machta and the shovel of the Gecholim that he left there the first time he came to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Braisa here explains, how do we know this halacha from the Psukim? It says, HaParsha Kula, for the very first Pasuk, until the Pasuk of Uva Aaron, Nemra Al HaSeder. That was said on the order of the Avoda. Chutz mipasuk zeh. This pasuk is not in its chronological order, because this pasuk actually is right. It's a little bit different, because after the pasuk says Uba Aaron, then after the pasuk says that Aaron will come to the Oel Moed, then it says he'll wear his garments and he will do the Ola and the Ola of the people. meaning the bringing of the ram and the ram of the tzibor, that he's going to do with the big day zahav. So basically, and this is the first time that it mentions that he leaves the heichal or the ol moed that's written in the pasuk. So in other words, the pasuk says that Aaron comes to the ol moed, he removes his white garments, and then he leaves it there. Then he wears his begadim, and he does the ola. So what emerges here is the following. This is the first time it says that he leaves. This is the first time that he says that he leaves the ol moed. So that can't be, because the Kohen Gadol, between the, in other words, this you doing the ola actually comes before he takes out the ladle and the shovel. In other words, what he does is he first does the korban tamid, the tamid stuff, then he goes in and he does the whole incense thing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he goes out and he brings the korban ola for the people, the ram for the people. And then he goes back in to take the ladle and the shovel outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Here in the Pasuk, it's the simple reading of the Pasuk is that he comes in the second time at the Kodesh HaKadoshim before he does the Ola Sa'ayon, the Ola Sa'am. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason that there is this interruption in the avod of the day? Why doesn't the Kohen Gadol simply, like, what's he doing? He does the avod of the Korban Tamid, and then he does the Ketores, then he leaves, and he does the ram offering, and then he goes back in, take out the shovel. Why do you have to go back and forth and back and forth? Why don't you simply do the whole avod with the Ketores, and then take out, before you leave the Kodesh Hashem, take out the ladle and the shovel of the Ketores and the Gecholim. So why do we interrupt it with this avoda of the Ola? So Rav Chista Gemirei Chamesh Tevilos Vasar Kedushi and Tovo Kohen Gadol V'mkadesh Bo Bayom. So because it's halachah Moshe B'Sinai that the Kohen Gadol needs to go to the mikvah five times and he needs to wash his hands and feet 10 times that day. V'kesidran, if you do the avoda according to the order of the psukim, and the order of the psukim seems to indicate that you basically took the ladle and the shovel immediately, the first time when you left the Kodesh Kedashim, then lo mishkachas al shalosh tevilos v'shisha kedushim. Then you'd only have three tevilos and six hands of washing hands and feet, right? Because then you would only have big day zahav, does the tamid, and then the big day lava doing the avodah yom kippur, and then the big day zahav doing the rest of the avoda. But since we have halach al moshe misina that you need five tevilos, that means you need to go big day kahuna, white begadim, big day kahuna, white begadim, big day kahuna. So that has to be two times that he's entering into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, and that's why, what does he do? That's why the pasuk has the bringing of the aisle and the aisle of the people between the ketores and the sprinkling and bringing out the ladle and the shovel, because that's in the middle, so that the Kohen Gadol can put on the big day zahav to bring the aisle and the aisle ha'am. In other words, the pasuk sort of, it doesn't say, okay, he goes in with the shovel and he goes in with the ladle and then he takes it out. No, between those two, it says that he brings the aisle, because you're supposed to do that because you need to have an extra two tefilos. So they basically, in the parsha of the avoda of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, it says the rachatz to wear the big day lavan before he comes in the Kodesh Kedashim, and then it says v'rachatz when he leaves. So now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that clarifies which rechitza do we learn that the Kohen Gadol does five tevilos and washes his hands and feet 10 times. So Tanya, Amar Bihuda, minay l'chamish tevilos v'asar kedushin shetovo Kohen Gadol m'kadesh bo b'yom. How do you know that you have five times you go to the mikvah and 10 times you wash your hands and feet on that day? Tamalomar, because the pasuk says, Uba Aaron el Ohel Moed, that Aaron comes to the Ohel Moed, Upasha to speak de Chabad, and he removes his white garments, his linen garments, the Rachat that's Besaro Babaya, that he washes, he does a tefillah, B'makom Kadosh, the Lavash has begun of it, and he wears his garments, V'yatzav Asa, that he goes out and he does the Ola. So this says what? Between the Avoda of the Kodesh Kodashim, of bringing the incense inside the Kodesh Kodashim, and the sprinklings and sending out the goat, and the avoda schutz, bringing the aisle. So these tukim were said between the avodas pnim, the inner avoda, and the outer avoda. So halamata, what do we see? She called the shadame avoda avoda tone tvila. So what do we see? Every time the Kohen Gadol finishes in avodas pnim, in inner avoda, of the inside, and then he does the outer avoda after that, so then what would he do? He would have to go to the mikvah. So from that pasuk we learned that. So Amar Rabbi says, Minayin l'chamesh tevilos v'asara kiddushin shetovo kohen gadol mekadesh bo bayom. How do we know that we have five tevilos and 10 hands and feet washing every day? Shenemar, because the pasuk says in the meaning of the parsha, Kesonas bad kodesh yilbash, you have to wear the linen garment. Umichne bad yol basaro, bavne bad yachgor mitzvah bad yitzno, be the kodesh heim, v'rachat b'mayu sov v'leisham. So here we see, regarding the big day lavan, that what? That you have to wear, that's right, so after you finish the, it says that he puts this on, after he does the Korban Tamid and the other avodas of the morning, and he removes the big day zahav, so halamata shkol meshana me'avodah l'avodah ton tvila. So here, right? So in other words, here's another example where we see that that's where. So that's this is a brisa that argues that this brisa says that when he switches from the big day zahav to big day lavan the first time, that's when you have to go to the mikvah. It says Omer Big Day Kodeshim. So it says the word Big Day Kodesh. These three extra words. Hukshu Kol Begadim Kulam Zelazeh. Just like before you put on the Big Day Lavan, you need to go to the mikvah because they're Big Day Kodesh. So too, before you put on the Big Day Zav, it also requires the mikvah. So again, we have two different brisos. One brisa says that we learn it from the time where he goes to the mikvah between the between the Kodesh HaKadashim when he was in Kodesh HaKadashim and then when he brought the ayal. And we change his clothing to bring the aisle. So that requires tevila. And here we see that tevila is required between when he does his morning avoda and the special avoda for Yom Kippur. Now the Braisa says the following: V'chomesh avodos hein. What are the five avodos? So tamid shel shachar b'day zav. When you bring the tamid shel shachar, so then you have the golden garments, the regular b'day zav. Avodas hayom. The avoda of the day of Yom Kippur, right? So that is Big Day Lavan. That's the white linen garments. The Elo ve'el ha'am, the ram of the people, that's Big Day Zahav. Kafu machta Big Day Lavan. The ladle and the shovel to take that out of Kosh Kodashim, that's Big Day Lavan. And Tamid Shebet Arba, the afternoon Tamid, so that is Big Day Zahav. So therefore we see five different changes of the avoda, and we have different opinions as to which parts it teaches you that you have to go to the mikvah between each avoda. The Gemara says, "Ubidai shekol tefila tefila." This is the brisa. Tzricha shnei kedushim. How do you know you have to wash your hands and feet twice? Tavolomar. The pasuk says, "Upashat verachatz verachatz velavash." It says that there's an obligation. It's because the pasuk says, "Verachatz b'bay best b'saro," and then it says, "Verachatz es b'saro b'mayim b'makodesh velavash es begadav." So it says that when you remove, you have to wash, and when you wash, then you wear. So since the pasuk mentions rechitza between the removal of the garments and wearing the garments, right? You know that it mentions one pasuk upashat for rachat, another pasuk says for rachat upashat, rachat for lavash. So we darshin the psukim as a hekesh to compare to teach us the washing by the undressing and the washing by the wearing. This is the source of Rebbe that you require two washings for every tevila, and so therefore five tevilos. Therefore, you have 10 washings. And Rabbi Lazar, Rav Shimon, has a different way of, he says the following. He says that it says, V'rochatz es besaro b'mayim, it doesn't teach you to wash your hands and feet for every tefillah, but you learn the obligation of tefillah. It teaches you that you have to have tefillah when you change the avoda. And you don't need a pasuk to tell you that you have to wash your hands and feet for every tefillah, because you learn that from a kavachomer. Umaba makom shein ton tefillah. We know that in a situation of doing the avoda that you don't, when you don't require tefillah, nevertheless ton kiddush, nevertheless you have to wash your hands and feet. Because what does the pasuk say in Shmos Mem pasuk lamed beis? It says, "V'boam el ol moed v'kover samal mizbeach yirchatzu." That when the kohen comes to the mikdash and when they come to the mizbeach, they should wash. So makom. So in that case, that requires washing your hands and feet. Makom shaton tvila. In a situation where they do require tevila, because here there is no the normal avoda every day, there's no requirement of tevila, but there you require kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, so you need to wash your hands and feet. So in a situation where the kohen gadol does require tevila, so ein adin shaton kiddush, certainly it should require washing the hands and feet. So the gemara.
Yeah. I don't think that's not such a great kal v'chomer, just because you could say that tevila was in the place of having to wash your hands. It's like washing your hands and feet is like superfluous if you've done tevila.
Right. What's the greatest washing is tevila. So I agree. It doesn't make sense. It's counterintuitive.
So the... Right. So what I guess what he's saying is that so I guess the Gemara doesn't understand it like the way you understand it. that's really the bottom line. In other words, I think there's a Tosus which may address this. He says, but I mean, there are, no, that's a different question. I guess what he's saying is that the assumption is that tefillah is, right, you're saying tefillah is not in the place of washing. I guess what he's saying is that whatever you, maybe that's the first opinion, that whatever you have tefillah, that's not sort of in the place, but that just requires an additional, that's more of like an additional cleansing, that maybe there's a baseline washing. There could be two different types of rituals to do the avoda, but it's not one as opposed to the other. That's probably how he has to understand it. I don't know the rationale in terms of that, but that's probably what he's assuming, that the you're saying for a minor avoda, you should do only washing, and for major avoda, you require tevila. That's what you're arguing. What he's arguing is that any time you do the avoda, that tevila does not take care of the washing of the hands and feet. That's what he's arguing. That's like a separate requirement for the avoda. That's what you'd have to argue. So I hear your question. So maybe that's why the first man doesn't like that. So the Gemara says, "E malahalon kiddush echad afkan kiddush echad." Why don't you say there should only be one washing of hands and feet? Why two? Tavalobar. That it says by Yom Kippur that Aaron will come to the Ol Moed and he's going to undress. He's going to remove the big day love the linen clothing that he was wearing. What does it mean? Asher lavash? What does it come to teach you? Klum adam poshet. Obviously, like does the person remove clothing that he's not wearing? What does it mean? He's going to remove the clothing that he was wearing. Ela ma shelavash. So, Ella lahakish pshita lavisha, but he's comparing undressing to dressing. Ma lavisha ton kiddush, apshita ton kiddush. Just like when you undress, just when you dress in the bidei kahuna, that requires washing the hands and feet. So too, the undressing requires the hands and the feet. I wonder if the avoda requires tevila, and maybe the putting on the garments, maybe that requires kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Maybe they're two separate functions. How do we know that there are five tevilos and 10 hands and feet washing that the Kohen Gadol wears during the day. Tamar lomar, ubar on a ol moed, v'rachatz b'sor b'mayim v'akum kadosh, alamat, tshkom mishan me'avod al-avod, ton tevila. And every time you change from the avoda, that requires tevila. So that's a brisa that supports Rabbi Yehuda's position. So Ashkechon, I understand that from the linen garments, the gold garments, that requires tevila. But big day zav, the big day lavan, minayin. How do you know if you're going from the big day zav to the big day lavan? Where you know, what's the source for that? Tana dvei Rabbi Shmuel, kavachomer. Well, that's a kavachomer. If you're going from the gold to the linen, I'm sorry, if you're going from the linen to the gold, and there you can't enter into Kodesh Kedoshim, that still requires tevila. The big deal linen garment that you're going into Kodesh Kedoshim, ain't a din ton tevila, certainly that's required tevila. So Gemara can say, no, but you can reject them. Since you use that more, since you use that more during the year, there's more kapara, so then that requires tevila when you wear them. Maybe big deal lavan, since you only wear them for the avodas pnim, for going to the kodesh kadashim, that only serves as kapara for tumas mikdash v'kadasha. That only serves for kapara for the tuma in the mikdash. It serves as less of, this is based on the opinion that Rashi points out, based on the Gemara in Shavuos, which says that sprinkling the blood of the Sa'ir inside the, inside on the Parochas, so that serves as just to serve as kapara for Tumas Mikdash, if you went to the Mikdash when you were Tamei. So maybe that's why the Big Day Zahav requires Tevila beforehand, but not the Big Day Lava. So the Gemara answers, no, Ela nafkalei mi the Rebbe. So how do you know that there's an obligation to do tzvila when you put on the bigdei lavan? That's from Rebbe's position. Because he says, from the Pasuk, it says, Ksodes bad yabash umichnesei bad yabasaro, uvavnei bad yachgor, mitzis bad yishno bigdei koshayim, verachatz es besaro leveshem. If they go to the mikvah, then put them on. So in summary, what we've learned is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, the Pasuk of verachatz es babayim es besaro, that says at the beginning of the parsha, when you put on the big deal lavan, so that tells you that you have to have two tevilos both times when you put on the big deal lavan. And the pasuk of Baruch HaTzor Babaya, that's at the end of the parsha, when you put on the big deal zahav, tells you that you require three tevilos when you put on the big deal zahav three times. Amar Rebbe, b'nai l'chavish tevilos, v'asar k'dushin shetol kol gadol b'kash bo b'yom. How do you know that you need five tevilos and ten hands and feet washing? Every day, every time that you change from one avodah to the next, so that requires tevila. Now, the Gemara is going to clarify this part of the price. I understand for bidig zav to be the lavan that you require based on this pasuk. So, how does Rebbe know that when you go from bidig lavan to bidig zav, you require tevila? So Tanit Rabbi Yishmael, the base Rabbi Yishmael says the following: Kavachomer, we have a Kavachomer. Mag Big Day Lavan Shein Kaparas Amruva. So Big Day Lavan, that there's not a lot of kapara with Big Day Lavan, and that to Unim Tevila, that requires Tevila. Big Day Zav Shein Kaparas Amruva. Big Day Zav, that there's a lot of kapara with Big Day Zav, Ein Adin Shetolim Tevila, certainly requires Tevila. Yeah, but Ikal Meifach Mal Big Day Lavan Shekein Nichnas Baham Lifnayim Lifnim. Maybe Big Day Lavan requires Tevila because you go into the Kodesh Kedashim with that. But maybe Big Day Zav does not require Tevila. So Hayne Dag Ktani Vomer Big Day Kodesh Hein Brachatz B'Sarah B'Levei Sham. So the phrase of Big Day Kodesh Hein that says these three words compare. Basically, we learn from the words Big Day Zav, Big Day Kodesh Hein, teach you that all Big Day, all Begadim, all changing of Begadim require Tevila. So that's how we know, according to Rebbe, that any change of the garden require the five tevilos. Now, the Gemara is going to continue to explain the brisa, because what did the brisa say? V'chamish avodos hein, what are the five avodos? Tamid shel shachar, the morning tamid, that's big day zahav. Avodos hayom, what is that? That's big day lavan, right? Elo v'ala'am, the ram of the people that the Kohen Gadol brings, that's Big Day Zav. Kafu u'machta, the ladle and the shovel, taking that out from the Kodesh Kodashim, that's Big Day Lavan. Tamin Shabbat Arbayim, the afternoon Tamin, that's Big Day Zav. So that's the Brisa. Now the Gemara is going to explain. I'm sorry, then the Brisa, right, so the Brisa explains, the B'nai called Tfil, Tfil, Tzricha, Shnei Kedushim. How do you know that every immersion requires, every Tfil requires two hand and feet washing? Tamin Lomar, u'pashat v'rachatz v'rachatz v'lavash. So we darshan the double, as if it says, v'rachatz, after you undress, and then one another time when you put on the clothing. So that means two washing for every tefillah. So Gemara says, but wait a second. Hi, the tefillah ksiv. So the pasuk which says, v'rachatz es b'saro b'mayim, b'makam kadosh, from that where he learns that you have to wash your hands and feet, that says, what does it say? It doesn't say you should wash your hands and feet. What does it say? V'rachatz es b'saro, meaning you should wash your whole body in the mikvah. So as he learned from there, washing the hands and feet. So the Gemara says, "Im ein inyan l'tfila denafkale mi bigdei kodeshein." We already know from the words "bigdei kodeshein" that you have to wash, that you have to do tfila between every time when you put on a new garment. So therefore, what is this washing? When it's here, it says "verachat." So what does that teach you? Tanei inyan l'kiddush. So it must be talking about washing your hands and your feet. V'lichtevei rachmana. The Lashon Kiddush. So I understand. Why didn't the Torah write the Rachatz es Yadav v'Raglav? Why did it say es Bisaro? If indeed we wanted to be talking about washing your hands and feet, it should have said Rachatz es Yadav v'Raglav. It shouldn't say Rachatz es Bisaro. So Hakabash Velo, the Tvila Kiddush. The fact that it says Rachatz es Bisaro is telling you that this Rachitza, which has to be talked about hands and feet, because we already know about washing, about Tvila, saying that this washing hands and feet is like Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. I'm sorry, this washing of, that the Din of Tefillah is like the Din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Ba'at Kiddush Makom Kadosh, Av Tefillah Makom Kadosh. Just like washing your hands and feet have to be from the basin, for the Kiyor that's in the Azara. So also the Tefillah, the Mikdash of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur has to be done in the Azara, which is the roof of the Beis HaParva. Rabbi Huda, Kiddush Medale. Where does Rabbi Huda learn the fact you have to wash your hands and feet? Because he learns that word, Barachatz, is actually talking about the Tevila before the Big Day Lavan. Right, there's the major debate, going back and forth here. The major debate here is whether you learn the two Barachatzes, that one teaches you that you have to wash your hands. You have to go to the mikvah between before you put on the Big Day Lavan, and the other Verachatz tells you that you have to go to the Mikvah before you put on the Big Day Zahav, right? So that's Rabbi Yehuda. So where does he learn that you have to wash your hands and feet? See, according to Rabbi, it's not a problem because one Verachatz tells you that you have to wash your, that you have to go to the Mikvah before you, that you have to wash your hands, before you put on the Big Day Lavan, and the extra three words of Big Day Kodesh Tev tells you that you have to go to the Mikvah before you put on any of the Begadim. So now the extra Verachatz tells you about Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, of wash your hands and feet, each time. That it has to be Bazara. But where does Rabbi Yehuda learn that? So Nafkalei meet the Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Shimon. He learns that from Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, from the Kama Chomer, which I guess Howie and Mark did not like. But they learned it that he learns it from that Kal Vachomer, that the Kohen goes to do the Avoda in the Mikdash during the rest of the year that doesn't require Tevila and that does require Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Certainly the Kohen Gadol who goes into on Yom Kippur that requires Tevila Minak Torah, certainly that requires washing of the hands and the feet. So, right, so that's based on the Kal Vachomer. So the now Amar Rav Chista. So now Rav Chista says, Hod Rebbe, the opinion of Rebbe. Again, Rebbe learns that you learn from the Hekesh of Upashat Verachatz Velavash that the Kohen Gadol requires to wash first what he takes off his garment, And the second one, when he puts on his garments, mafka mid Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi obviously doesn't hold like Rabbi Meir. Umafka mid Rabbanon. And he also doesn't hold like the Chachamim. Why? Because Rav Chista holds that according to Rabbi, the order of the hand and feet washing, the Kiddushim, is like the order of the, whatever the Pasuk says. And what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Upashat es bigdei habad, that you remove the linen garments, and then verachas, then you go to the mikvah, then it says velavash es bigadav, and then you put on the bigdei zahav. So meaning what? So meaning you undress, you wash, you go to the mikvah, you wash again, and then you get dressed. Okay, so you remove the clothing. You wash your hands and feet, you go to the mikvah, you wash your hands and feet, and then you put on the clothing. So based on this, Rav Chista explains that in the first washing of the hands and feet, mafka mi Rabbanon. So that this is not the Rabbanon's position. Why? Either Rabbanon Amri, Yeshu Lavush Mekadesh. According to the Rabbanon, when the Kohen Gadol is still dressed, he washes his hands and feet. Ve'ihu amar kshu poshe. And he and Rav Chista understands, according to Rebbe, that Rebbe would hold that you only wash your hands and feet after you undress. And regarding the second washing of the hands and feet, Mafka mid Rav Meir, he rejects Rav Meir. Did Rav Meir, Amar Kodesh Rav Meir, Hach Kiddush Basra, Kishu Lavash Kodesh Rav Meir, he washes his hands and feet the second time when he's wearing the new clothing, then it's Mekadesh. Right? The Ihu Amark Shu Poshet Mekadesh. However, Rebbe holds that when he undresses, when he's not wearing any of his garments, then he that's when he washes the hands and the feet. The Gemara brings an opinion that argues on this. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Akol Modim. No, everyone agrees. Rebbe Chamin Rameir. Bekidush Sheni Shelovesh V'Achav Mekadesh. Everyone agrees that when you only wash your hands and feet the second time after you are dressed. Okay? There's Rav Chista thought that that's not the case. Rav Chista thought that you wash the second times when you're undressed, and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, no, everyone agrees that you wash it when you're dressed. Amar Kra, but the Pasuk says that O Begishtam El HaMizbeach. So what does Begishtam mean? That only me, the Pasuk says that Aaron and his children will wash their hands and feet when they come to the Olam Moed, they should wash, and then or when they come close to the Mizbeach. So what does it mean, Begishtam? Misha Eino Machusar Ella Gisha, only someone who's only missing coming close to the Mizbeach, that the Torah says that you should wash your hands and feet. Yatzazeh She Machusar Levisha Begisha. So in other words, that excludes someone who's missing, dressing, and coming close to the Mizbeach. In other words, what the way he's interpreting the Pasuk is that you wash your hands and feet right before you come close to Mizbeach, when everything else is done. Okay? Now, Rav Acha Berei D'Rava says the following. He wants to say, Amar Rav Acha Berei D'Rava L'Rav Ashi, Lo Rav Chista Islei D'Rav Acha, Lo Rav Acha Islei D'Rav Chista. Okay? So he's saying that Rav Chista, who learned that according to Rebbe, that the two washings are between the undressing and the dressing of the new garments. And in both cases, the Kohen Gadol is unclothed. He does not hold the Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, in the opinion of Rebbe, right? And Rav Acha doesn't hold Rav Chista. Because Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who says within the opinion of Rebbe, that you need to connect the washing of the hands and the feet to the Avoda, so he doesn't hold Rav Chista because he holds that that you have to wear the garments before you wash the second time. The Im Ken, because if they're saying that they agreed each other, the Rebbe have havulei chamesar kiddushim. According to Rebbe, you would have 15 washings, because on every tevila you would need 3 washings. You would need one after you undress. You would need another one before you dress, and another one after you dress. So since we know there are only 10 washings, so it must be that they argue on each other. Okay. The Gemara now return to discuss our Mishnah regarding shechting the Korban Tamid on Yom Kippur. And we want to explain two different things. This language of kiratzo. The Mishnah says that kiratzo, and once the Kohen Gadol does kiratzo, then he quickly gets the kli and to receive the blood. That's so the Gemara is going to explain what's between kiratzo and shechita. The Mishnah says, Hevi Elohos HaTamid kiratzo. So they bring the animal to the Kohen Gadol, and he's kiratzo, and then what does he do? And then he quickly gets the kli in order to receive the blood that's spurting out of the neck of the animal. Mari says, "My kiratzo." What does kiratzo mean? So it says, "Amar Rav Nach Lishda Diktala." It's a language of killing. Okay, kiratzo is a language of killing. So the Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Mikra, where do we find this lashon? Egla Yefefia Mitzrayim Keretz Mitzafon Bava. So the pasuk has this pasuk from Yirmiyah. It says Keretz Mitzafon Bava. My mashma, what's this lashon of Keretz lashon Hariga? So if you look at the translation, the Targum of Yosef, the way Rav Yosef translates the pasuk in Yirmiyah, based on the Targum of Yonasan ben Uziel, who translated these psukim, Malka Yoe Hava Mitzrayim Amamin Katolin Mitzipuna Yesud Allah, that the kingdom, the beautiful kingdom, is Mitzrayim, and there's a nation that's, but the beautiful nation of Mitzrayim, I'm sorry, you're right, the Baba Chayafa is Mitzrayim, the beautiful kingdom is Mitzrayim, a nation will come from the north that will kill it. So that's Keretz from Katolin, will kill it, will destroy it. So Keratzo is cutting the head of the animal. So now Keratzo Bekama. So how much do you have to, what do you have to do Keratzo, to kill the animal? Barov Shnayim. So you have to cut the majority of the two Simani Shchita, the two signs, the two pipes, the windpipe and the esophagus. Barov Shnayim, the majority. So in other words, Talacha L'Moshe Misinai, that the Shchita of a living animal is by Shach, is taking a knife and cutting these two simanim in the neck, and they are the windpipe and the esophagus. So l'chatchila, you should shech them completely. But the eved, if you shech the majority of the windpipe and the majority of the esophagus, and the shechita is valid. So that's kritza. The Kohen Gadol cuts the majority of these two simanim, which is the minimal amount of shechita. And so therefore, okay, so that's the lashon of kratza. Baf Reish Lakish, Sav, even Reish Lakish holds Barov Shnayim, majority of two. The Reish Lakish, V'chi B'yachas Shini, Ruba Shalachot Kamohu. Even though, right, since we learn in the Mishnah Chulin regarding shechting birds and animals, that if you shecht one simon by a bird and two simon by a behema, then the shechita is kasher, Ruba Shalachot Kamohu, and the majority of one of the simonim is like it. That's what the Mishnah says. And since from the words of the Mishnah, it seems to indicate that shechita of the rove of two simanim is considered like a complete shechita, so lama shaninu rove echad ba'ov, rove shnayim b'behema. Why does it say you need a rove? Isn't that what we learned in the Reisha of the Mishnah? In other words, the Reisha of the Mishnah says, if you shochet one simon by the bird and two by the behema, the shechita is kshera, and the rove of one is good, so why does the Sefer of the Mishnah say rove echad, but of Rov Shnayim B'Behema, is that obvious? So we say the reason is Lefisha Shaninu, because we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Yoma, V'lo Esatabit Kratzo Meirek Achar Omeirek Achar Shchita Yada V'Kibol Esadam Uzrako, that it's, we learned the Maseches Yoma in our Mishnah, that they would bring to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur the Korban Tamid, and he would Kratzo, he would cut off the majority of the Sibadim. And then someone else would finish the shechita, and he would receive the blood and do the sprinkling. And yachol lo meirak yehei pasul. You might think that if the second kohen doesn't finish the shechita, then it would be pasul. And so therefore, I want to tell you that no, rov is good enough. Where it brings the question of Reish Lakish. Yachol lo meirak yehei pasul. So Reish Lakish is saying, you might have thought that maybe what he's saying is that kritza velo miruk, that just cutting the majority without finishing it would be puzzle. Says, how is that? How can you say that? Im kain, if so, have you lay avoda be'acher. if you want to say that finishing it off is the main part of the shechita, or does the main part of the shechita, then what are you really doing? Then the avodah shechita is done with another kohen, not the kohen gadol. If I didn't finish the job, the kohen gadol, I don't finish the job, and someone else is finishing it, then we see the shechita is really done by someone else. V'tanya, and the Brisa says, kol avodah shem kippurim einam ksheros el abo, and all the avodas are only kosher with the kohen gadol. So how can you have a havamina that the finishing off is actually part of the avodah? So the Gemara says, no, hachkamah, no, this is what Rish Lakish is saying. Yachol yehe pasul midrabanan. Maybe I would say that the ma'ase shechita, the actual shechita is only pasul midrabanan, because the chachamim want to say that maybe the chachamim would say you have to shech the whole siman. And if only shech majority, it's not a complete shechita. And maybe you would think that the chachamim pasled it lekach shenita. Therefore, the Tana want to say in chulin to tell you rov echad ba'ov rov shnayim b'mheba, the shechita is kshera. Even midrabanan, and since it's kosher, it's valid. Even midrabanan, so therefore the main shechita is not the finishing it off. It's really just the cutting off the majority, and so that's why we learned that karatzo again is the majority. Even if Reish Lakish holds, it's the majority, and not and that's what the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. Okay. We will stop.